Good morning. So I'm going to talk about. Okay, we just found some networks. So I'm going to talk about UMCL. If I can find my mouse, it'll be easier. Okay, UMCL is a library that provides brain transcription for mathematical applications. So, my presentation today, I will start very, very shortly just to say that access to mathematics has always been particularly difficult for visually impaired persons. Everybody here is convinced, I guess. And that assistive technology may provide useful support for these visually impaired people. The problem is, if you look at many applications that have been developed in the last 10 or 20 years and that support Braille, they are stick to one particular Braille code. So the idea of UMCL was to provide programming library that allows assistive technology developers to include in their application the support of various Braille codes. But before starting, I just want to make a free ad because it was not planned when we had the summary of this. It was not done yet. Something different but in the same field. We also developed a plugin of OpenOffice that allows to make to export DTBook XML. And very recently, this exporter has get an award from the OpenOffice Community Innovation Program. So if you're interested in that, it allows to make an accessible document, and you don't need to have this version of Word and this version of an exporter. Just take the last version of each and send it. So, well, this is not the topic today, so I can talk about it later. So now about Braille, mathematical Braille. Well, we know that Louis Braille was a musician, so there is musical Braille that is used in most countries, but he was really not interested in mathematics. Result of that, 150 years, or maybe 200 years later, we have, I counted recently, about 12 or 15 different Braille codes. In France, we still have to deal with three revisions because people who have learned it in 1975, for instance, don't necessarily want to learn the 2001 version, etc. In German, there are maybe as many Braille codes as Landers. Maybe I exaggerate, but a little bit only. British people and American people, of course, don't use the same Braille code. It would be too easy. There is Braille code in Italy, in Japan. There is a Spanish, which is quite used in South America too, so it's large. There's a Chinese one, etc. So let's see now the state of the art of very quickly of assistive technology to support math. That there are three main kinds of products that convert to allow to produce Braille documents. You have applications that help to read or understand math, like for instance the math player. And more recently, we made several applications or experimental applications to help manipulating, calculating, solving, doing mathematics, not only accessing mathematics. So, but now if we have a quick look to this application, for instance, I had recently, a couple of years ago, let's say, somebody in my university asking me, do you know about math and visually impaired and Braille, so do you know a good converter from LaTeX to Braille? And I said, this was coming from the support center for impaired students in my university in Paris. So I said, yes, I know a very good product. It's called Labrador. Labrador, it was made in Austria. And It produces Marburg from Leipzig. But no student in my university know Marburg code. So, useless for French students. Very useful for German and Austrian students, but useless in France. In France, we have something going to from Mathemate to French Braille. There exists also a Mathemate to Dutch Braille. Mathemate to Nemet exists somewhere, and you have different tools that produce Braille. Braille, but each in a specific language. In the state of the art, there is also a very good product which is IMT that allows to make OCR to recognize mathematical formula from paper or from images, and it produces Mathemate, Japanese Braille, and LaTeX, etc. So, let's go a bit quickly. In the reading and understanding, we made with my group some work on a reader for math. There is a math player. So we've seen that the math player already supports a lot of speech synthesis, lots of different languages. And the next version will support some Braille too. Also the math genie from Karchmer provides enlarged graphical formula and output in Nemet, speech synthesis and output in Nemet. So, if you look at the last category I said, doing math, there was the Lambda project. So the Lambda project is a bit different because it has its own code, but will be described later today. And with University Orleans and my group in Paris, we made some experimental software called Marwent, and it will be described too later. Marwent is based on, is using UMCL to do some output in Braille. So now let's see what is UMCL. So it's a tentative to build a generic framework that allows different application to use different Braille codes without having to know when you develop the application with which Braille code it will be used. The architecture of this system is very simple. You have a main module, and this main module speaks with the application. And on the other side, the user can install or have installed on his computer various output on input modules that will allow the conversion he or she needs, actually. But the system is, the modules are completely independent from the application. They are only linked to the application by the main module, but when the application is started, it will automatically detect what modules are present in the system. So you can install an application that supports UMCL and later on install a new module. It will be recognized without having to change the application. That's it. So the main features was the starting point of this was to ensure interoperability of all our converters, and it can be used in any application. What is important here is that we developed a model on the Braille translator that allows to support advanced features in manipulating in the doing math case. Of course, if you just need to convert, you have a MathML input or a LaTeX input, and you want to do some Braille. It's one way. It's, let's say, quite simple. But if you're working in an application which needs, where you need to be able to navigate, to close a branch of the math expression, to make a shorter view of the math expression, then you need some additional feature. And then, you need to, also if you want to be able to synchronize, then if you want to allow the user to point on the Braille display a term of the expression, say X, and you want that on the screen, the teacher sees this X on the graphical formula appear with a different background, then the two versions of the formula need to be linked in a way. So our the UMCL supports as a model which supports this. So, well, it's based on a central language. This is something that makes it also easier. The central language is a subversion of a smaller version of MathML. It is MathML, it is valid MathML, but in which several structures are forced to be in one only way. So we call it canonical MathML. The good thing with the canonical MathML is that then for each Braille you need to have only one converter. You don't need to have one converter from LaTeX to Italian Braille, one other from MathML to Italian Braille, one other from Marbot to Italian Braille. You just go through this central language. So from the application developer's point of view, the application only needs to access to the main module. It's better to have output modules installed on the computer to test it, of course, but theoretically you don't even need it. And it's usable in most programming languages. First, it was written in C, the most portable, the most standard C possible, and in XSLT. The C library can be used in many languages. Natively, it can be used in C and in C++, but then you can develop wrappers for other languages, which is quite easy nowadays. And we already in the package provide wrappers for Python, Java, and soon for PHP. The output modules can also, depending on the need of the programmer, use directly the XSLT stat sheets in the case of a translator based on an XSLT stat sheet. Then, as I said, the main module will automatically detect the existing modules, and you can add, for instance, in your application, a setting box where the list of existing modules will be automatically read from the system. So when you install a new one, you will start your application and you get the new module in your list. From the user's point of view, if you use a UMCL-enabled application, you just need to have installed the module you need. And then, well, this can be, of course, provided with the application because modules are not so big, but afterwards, the good thing is that afterwards you can still install new modules. Then from the module developer point of view, you can have some people outside of, independently of UMCL or of application, who develop some modules. Just have to follow the interface, and it's independent from the development of the main module. So it can be any people in any country can build a new module. So let's talk about the license now. It's open source, so it will be available. Technically, I opened the SourceForge project recently, but it's not yet on the source are not yet of the on this side, but it will be soon. As soon as I clean it. And then it is free to use, it is free to modify, and it is free to redistribute. It's according to the new Lesser General Public License. It can be used as well in a commercial software or in a free software. So if you develop even a commercial software, there is no, we don't use this, there are some specific license for free software that forbid it. We decided not to use it. And to finish, what are the existing modules? For the stable, for the input module, we have essentially MathML to canonical MathML, so we can input MathML, that's the minimum we need to start. We are currently working on a LaTeX to MathML. And we are using an external library for that, so it's well, it's on development. It works on some platforms, not yet on our platform, but will be soon available on our site. There is also some first version of Marlowe to MathML, was developed in University of Linz. And these are not yet available, but it's some working. And some also pre-version of IML to Canonical MathML, developed in Japan. IML is one format of MFT. The output modules now, we have one, let's say, big output module for French that has three different releases, so you can, we have parameters, you can, it's the same module, but you tell what release you want, 1971, 2001, or 2007. There is a MathML to Italian, this is working pretty well. MathML to Marlowe. This one is not complete up to gymnasium, but it's still it's already complete for younger students, let's say. We have Canonical MathML to Nemeth. This one is full now, and we have Canonical MathML to British Braille, which is at the last phase of development. It works, but you need to tune a few things. So this is mostly what I wanted to say about UMCL. So the only way, the best way to help would be, like said Neil just before, if you're working with an application that does not support Braille code, or only supports one Braille code, you need another one. The best thing is to tell the vendors that this exists and they can use it. Thank you. So the last version of the of this we have an online demonstration where you can pass some MathML and see the braille. You can see the braille on a braille display, or you can see the braille on graphics on the screen. Depends on it. This will be very soon in the next month put online. And if you're interested in this, you can look on my website called shedom.net/blog. I put here all the information about UMCL. Thank you very much.